The junior six qualify for state coming up on Friday and Saturday in Wichita. And we're here with the regional champion doubles team starting things off. Sage Steckline, he's got the headset first. Get to talk with him. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, not too bad. How are you doing, Adam?
Doing all right. Feels like as much action as you guys have had or competition you've had over the last couple weeks. Got to be weird having nearly a week off.
Yeah, no, that tennis season is really fast-paced. You know, it starts and ends all within the blink of an eye, but sometimes it's nice to just kind of get a break and recuperate yourself before the matches that matter the most.
Well, regional championship, you got held your seed throughout there, made it to the finals, and got to face your teammates for a second time in a week. It's like you see them every day this week or in last week, and you had to see them one more time there on Friday. But being a regional champion, I believe is it near year number two for you, regional champion?
Not me individually, but okay. The team, yeah.
Yeah. But I just kind of remember, I can remember as a doubles player last year, you were in the finals, if I wasn't mistaken, right?
No, we played for third and fourth.
Okay, that's what. Okay. Be at the top there, that had to be pretty cool to kind of hold seed there and dominate throughout.
Yeah, no, it was definitely kind of a fun experience, you know, to go in and be ranked above everyone, and then not only that, but just to perform like it and kind of let people know what we earned that seed.
Well, you of course, back to states, going to Wichita, and you're going to have a first-round bye as a regional champion. Each regional champion, regional runner-up, get a first-round bye, and because they take 24, and then so officially your first 16. So, or final 16, I guess you could say. What's the experience going to be like maybe this year around compared to last year?
You know, last year and even the year before that, before it was just kind of like getting there was the achievement, and then, you know, just kind of seeing what state competition looked like, because we don't really get to see a lot of those teams. So It just feels like each year is kind of like a building block, and this year I think, you know, we can do bigger things than we've done before.
All right, so it should be exciting here, and hopefully things work out for you, Sage. Congratulations again. It's never easy to win a regional, but then you have to beat your teammates to do it, and you guys have handled it well all season long. You guys have been fun to watch compete, and good luck to you at state.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Junior Sage Steckline joining us here, and we'll talk with his teammate Avery Knoll here. And well, congratulations, Avery. State bound for a second straight year and as a part of a regional championship team, and first and foremost, it's got to be a little different being in the doubles this year.
Yeah, it's definitely a different experience,
but it seemed to work well for you here. And where do you think that you and Sage have really gotten so much better at from the beginning of the year that you guys were together to this point?
I think just building chemistry with each other has been a big thing that has changed throughout the year.
All right, and regional championship, a little pressure. You guys had the bullseye in the regional as the number one seed. You guys kind of live up to that number one seed. Did you think about that maybe being a lot of pressure?
I mean, I thought it was just a little bit of pressure, but I knew we could get things done.
But what have you – I know playing your teammates, Dylan and Dante, they've had an outstanding run this year as well. But maybe what have they done to maybe make you guys better?
Well, just the competition that they play with and how rowdy Dante can get every once in a while just kind of keeps us on our toes, you know?
And I was just kind of watching you guys. It seemed like that your matches with each other are probably more intense than from – kids from other towns.
Yeah, you can definitely say that because we've played each other so often, you just want to beat them so bad, you know?
Yeah, but it's good for you guys in the end here, and you've had a lot of experience at states, now moving over the doubles from last year. What do you take away from your state trips to this year here?
Well, my last two trips have been kind of slim and haven't really done what I've wanted to do. But last year I kind of ended on a bad note, so I just kind of want to go out there and do what we can do.
Has that been kind of an incentive all year long?
Yeah, you just ending the way you do is just kind of a heartbreaking feel, but once you get there, you just want to redeem yourself.
All right, well, hopefully things work out for you. You've had a whale of a season here, and hopefully that continues for you as you head to state here this weekend. You get the air capital Some have called it the Cancun of the Midwest. I don't know if I buy that, but anyways, thanks for the time here, Avery. Good luck to you coming up here this weekend.
Yep, thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Avery Knoll joining us here, and part of the doubles team, Avery and Sage here as they qualify for state this weekend here as we get Coach Corbin Jansen on here, and he's got the headset. A regional championship for you guys, and that had to be pretty big for you guys as well, repeating that, but also knocking off a tradition-rich power as well in Central Plains for the regional title.
Yeah, we knew that they would be our biggest competition, that straight across the board they can compete with us in every position. So, and when you've got the best player in the state as your one singles player, you know they're going to get some points that way. So it was a good run and nice to knock off a solid team.
You guys really did a good job of holding your seeds there. Houston had to knock off Aiden to get to the championship, and he ended up in second place. Aiden was fourth in singles there, but a good all-around effort for them. And I know we talked about it before we went on there, and Houston played the Ryan kid from Central Plains quite well, even though it was 6-0, 6-0.
Yeah, I sat and watched from afar because we had a pretty intense doubles match going on with Dante and Dylan and against Meade, but he was just hitting with him and extending points longer than he has in the past and painting lines really well. But, sometimes that's not enough when you're playing a kid of that caliber. But, I said use this to make yourself better, if nothing else. And I think hopefully that success in that match will carry over this week.
All right, and going to your doubles teams, they had a pretty good run as well there and found their way to the finals. They're both the top two seeds, and they did what they needed to do to get to the finals there. And I know you had to pretty like what you saw from both of those teams there to make the finals.
Yeah, when we put these combos together, that was the plan all along was let's finish 1-2. We know we're not going to get first place in singles probably, but we can probably finish 1-2 in doubles, and Houston can hold his own in singles and hopefully fight for those top two. And we knew Aiden could get in the top four. And, that's exactly what happened. Dante and Dylan played a heck of a match against Meade. It was very intense and back and forth, momentum swings. And they handled business in the end to put him away. And then a really good match, really, against both of our doubles teams in that championship as well.
Well, and it's amazing how much – I mean, they – I don't want to kind of beat the dead horse by all means here, but the two doubles teams, they play against each other, and even with Dante and Aiden, they've had to face each other in the semis, but they've been able to make each other so much better throughout the season, just how good their competition has been, and then they really just take it out on other teams.
Yep, yeah, they've definitely made each other better all season. I think they probably get sick of playing each other every day in practice, so we try to mix things up here and there, but they just compete so well and bring the best out of each other usually. We'll throw in Aiden and Houston together as a doubles team this week, and just to give these guys different looks, and they push each other. They push both doubles teams really well too. So it's great to have that competition in practice.
Well, you get ready for Wichita. You take off tomorrow there, and of course. It's always going to be a challenge there when you get down to Wichita, but it's always going to be challenging. You expect it to be that way when you get to state, but you're all seated out, and you got like a group that's been seasoned in the state tournament environment that you're taking back again.
Yeah, there's no freshman or sophomore jitters. We've at least seen it before, and a couple guys have some wins that from last year. Hopefully, they can build on. No one's really satisfied with how the last couple of years have turned out at the state tournament. And, so they've got a fire under them, and we've got some favorable matchups that hopefully we can capitalize on.
That's always big there, and to get the seeds and get the good seeds there. Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here talking tennis here as they get ready for state in Wichita coming up here on Friday and Saturday. Well, thanks again, Coach, all season long. Your team has been fun to watch and fun to cover, and have fun and good luck to you guys this weekend.
Yep, thank you, Adam.